Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Our next guest is a entrepreneur, Air Force veteran. We have Brian Mojica, founder and CEO of Cathware. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you for having me.
It's fascinating. You've got a quite an interesting background, as I mentioned, U.S. Air Force, but also a registered nurse. And I have no doubt that your invention and your development is probably a product of your experiences.
It is. It is. Cathware is something that it's extremely innovative, but it's also very practical. I think a lot of the inventions don't happen because somebody might feel like it needs to be something out of this world. Really, what it needs to do is solve a problem. And that's certainly what Cathware does.
Go on. I know you solve a problem, and this is specifically geared towards people who are catheterized and utilizing
people that are catheterized and that long-term or short-term and that have a leg bag. And the problem that I noticed when I was working in the operating room as a registered nurse is the bag slides up and down the leg post-procedure after they tie it to their leg or to their thigh. So the plastic to skin creates sweat points. The straps irritate the skin. You can't wear shorts, can't go golfing, can't wear a skirt. And it just significantly reduces the quality of life for these patients. So that's what Cathware does. Cathware removes the use of the Velcro straps, of the elastic straps, which become unsanitary. They cut off blood circulation and put the patient at risk of infection. And now they put it on in place of their regular underwear. So patients buy multiple pairs, and it has a pouching system, has a catheter channel track, which keeps all the tubing concealed and close to the body. And patients really love that it's covered by Medicare. That's one of our greatest accomplishments that's really helped us reach the urology doctors, nurse practitioners, and nurses, is that it's covered through Medicare.
So one of the things, and obviously that your product allows people to do, is, as you said, it's targeted towards quality of life. Having some direct experience and seeing people who are catheterized, I know that a lot of it is their own sensitivity around being catheterized. Let's forget about all the discomfort associated with it. But that perception that everybody's looking at, either the catheter or the wires, as you talked about. And so it sounds as though your product really helps with self-esteem, as well as from a practical standpoint, eliminating pressure points and sores and things of that nature. So really inventive. So kudos to you for coming up
with
that.
Thank you.
My question, I guess, is tell us a little bit. This is your first entrepreneurial foray, and it's quite an undertaking. You're in the an adjunct to the medical space, but you're also a manufacturer of garments, I take it. So tell us about some of the challenges that you had in not only conceptualizing it, but actually getting a product to market.
Well, how much time do you have, as they say? it's been quite the journey. And you know what? The excitement is in the journey itself. I never pictured myself. I have my degree in radiology as well, in addition to my nursing degree. I never thought that I was going to be at this juncture, if you will, where I'm in an entrepreneurial setting. I thought I was always going to be bedside, as they say, and to invent a product, have it patented, and we're selling internationally at this point at cathware.com. There's always something to do, along that process. And that's really what I learned. I thought, okay, I patented it, go and make money.
Like, you thought that was going to be hard, and then you realize that, wow, now I have to execute.
Yeah. And, I remember I got the patent, and it was just, I used to celebrate in the end zone up for a long time, and you really can't do that when you want to bring a product to market. It has to be a short memory for the good and the bad, but with the goal in mind. And our goal was really to impact patient care from this perspective of wearing a leg bag. So I had to look at what it is that I wanted to do and didn't want to do. And what I didn't want to do is I didn't want to get away from the medical aspect of my career. I wanted to still engage patients and doctors and nurses. I didn't want to keep up with books and balance sheets and all these other things, write a business plan. Those are things that I knew I didn't want to do. And that was when Cathwear really started to take shape, because I looked at the things that were absolute for me, which was to stay engaged with the patient population. And the other absolutes are that I have no excitement in inventory work and things like that. So I knew that I needed to set up a team of people where that was their strength. Those things that I didn't want to do would be things that they wanted to do. And that is when I partnered up with Edwin Alvarez. And also another registered nurse that helped me design some of the features. His name is Hector Arce. It was him and I in the beginning. And then we both had come to that conclusion that we didn't want to get away from the bedside. Then we brought in Edwin Alvarez, who has his master's in business. And we grew up together, actually. So he's our childhood friend. And he took Cathwear, he took the idea, and he turned it into a company. He turned it into an international company. The challenges associated with that is the balancing of life, of, you know, our secular jobs, if you will, outside of Cathwear, balancing family time, and then also putting in the effort to grow the company. We didn't want it to be a hobby, so we knew that eventually one of us was going to have to work full time. And I'm working full time now for Cathwear. I pick up a couple of shifts here and there. And those are some of the main challenges, was developing a team and balancing all of these things so that your goal of reaching patient care and opening a business are always active, but also that nothing else is deteriorating around you, which would essentially stop your dream. So it's not easy. And it's something that I didn't think that I would be this busy as I am right now. And like I always say in our meetings, we're so deep in the ocean, we have no choice but to swim.
Well, I'd imagine that you're not a guy that shies away from busy, given your past and having a lot of things on your plate. And
yeah, I work well under pressure.
Where are you currently manufacturing? Is it manufactured domestically or is it manufactured internationally?
Manufactured internationally. And we started through a company down in Rhode Island. So it's designed in the U.S. and developed outside of the United States.
So I'd imagine, you know, in the midst of a global pandemic, that's been some challenges as well, logistically, you know, in terms of making sure that product is on the water, I imagine, and getting to the destinations, distribution points. And yeah, I would imagine you've got, it sounds like, at least in your introduction, that you're distributing through multiple channels. You've got a direct channel, but also going through caregivers and providers as well. So it's a very multifaceted distribution approach, which I'm sure brings with it some challenges for a small team to touch enough of those points.
Yeah, it has been, and COVID really it impacted, as you had said, a global pandemic. So it impacted every single person that's alive right now, and for us, it stopped the elective surgeries, and that was when we really were able to see how powerful the design of Cathwear is because the elective surgeries were stopped. The elective surgeries are where patients get drains placed and then essentially a leg bag. And even though in the middle of the shutdown, we still saw an increase in sales during that time. And that's very, very promising that Cathwear is able to grow when everyone else was essentially shutting their doors. You know, we took that time. It ended up helping us in the long run. I thought about this last night on our weekly call. Everybody was home, and everybody was on Zoom. So we were able to multitask and work our regular jobs, if you will, and then also work things for Cathwear and get on calls sooner and text each other sooner and you know, develop other leads sooner. And we were able to set up a lot of distribution channels since we started almost a year ago. At the end of this month, it will be 1 year that we've started. We are in partnership with Byram Healthcare. They are a 100% script only company. So, and everyone that wants a script for Cathwear, we send them directly to Byram Healthcare, and they already have Cathwear on their inventory. We also are in partnership with Henry Schein, which is another large national distributor to a multitude of hospitals and clinics. And also in early talks with EuroCare and Men's Liberty, and I'm not sure what you know or don't know about the incontinence market, but all of those names that I just mentioned, those are really in the upper echelon of the distribution channels where we wanted to reach. So that's what we did during these moments where we where everything was slowing down. We just really dug deep and started making a lot of calls and setting up a lot of Zooms and essentially pitching Cathware to get it to where it needed to be so that when the sanctions started to get lifted, that we were able to have things in place. To answer your question directly about getting product to and from outside of the country, inside of the country, we had an extremely large order of Cathware units that during the COVID, we ended up depleting it. So when we ordered again was when the sanctions were lifting. So essentially, like a boxer, we dodged any delays.
Well, you know, it really sounds like a fascinating run. Congratulations to you from launch to product to distribution to growth. And let's forget about product development and patenting, all of that inside of a year. That's really phenomenal and really a testament to the path that you guys are on. And no doubt it's a huge benefit to the consumer market that needs it. And
absolutely.
I would imagine, you know, further iterations of your product or expansion of your product unit down the product offerings down the road. You know, and I know that obviously there's a huge market in the geriatric market, but also in people that are, you know, as you said, temporarily incontinent or having procedures. So really, you know, I imagine tremendous growth in your future. And it's a great story. So we wish you continued success and love to have you back on in the future and hear about some of the progress that you're making.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate it. I thank you for the time. You know, if there are any urology nurses or nurse practitioners or doctors, we are at cathware.com. Please reach out to me directly at brian.mojica@cathware.com or at info@cathware.com. And we would love to provide the best solution on the market for you, for your patients that are struggling with the use of wearing leg bags. We are number one in our category on Amazon. We have a 4.5-star rating on Amazon. And if you have a bad product, Amazon has a great way of letting you know about it. So
that's great, Brian. Congratulations. And again, wish you continued success. And thank you so much for joining us on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Our guest has been Brian Mojica, founder and CEO of Cathware, a wonderfully innovative product. And we wish you continued success. And we will be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.